Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEI Afternoons, and we go right to the guest line for our buddy Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, who is brought to you on WEI Afternoons by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. Tom, how we doing?
Tremendous. How are my guys today?
We're great. We're getting, caught up in the pre-trade deadline fun of speculating what they might do, talking about what they've already done. Should I get ready for, let's steal a word from Celtics days past, is there any chance there are some fireworks from the Patriots by Tuesday?
I would imagine there'll be at least some bag popping.
Yeah.
Like a sandwich bag. Back in the day, you probably did that. I sat on a chip bag in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah, those were the days.
Yep.
Those are the days.
Yep.
I would have to imagine at least that. I mean, it's a team that has $50 million in cap space. So the options are kind of limitless. I mean, you can sign a player with designs on extending him, not even this year, but take on a big salary. And, Trey Hendrickson, Jacoby Myers, those would be a couple of the players that I look at personally and say these would be really smart fits. I think also the Patriots moving players this week is also an indicator that they are in a position to try and figure out, okay, what's the landscape like? And they're cognizant of the fact that this is a drop-dead time to make moves and tweak your roster in a way that you think is going to help you. Whether Keon White was, in their minds, addition by subtraction, well, the same thing with Duggar because of his high salary. They're certainly cognizant of trying to continue to tweak the roster and aren't in a position where they're saying, hey, this is great. We're 6-2. Why play with anything?
Hey, Tom, I want to ask you, I know it feels like, rainbows and lollipops for this team, but there are some areas of concern, and I've been hearing you talk about some of these over the week. And I'm just curious what your biggest concern for this team is. Is it, the running backs that are ranked 32nd in yards after contact? You got the Pats D ranked 31st in attempts over 20 yards. They're one of the worst tackling teams still, even though it's gotten better. They rank 32nd in average punt yards allowed. And then this specifically, you talked about the worst defense in the red zone and the worst goal-to-goal defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
What of those things, what is the most concerning for you?
I think goal-to-go offense and defense. Specifically defense, because if your combined record of the teams that you're seeing is 20-40 and you're having a difficult time when they get inside the red zone, you're getting peppered, you just don't have a lot of success to look back on and say, okay, when teams get inside the 20, we know how to make sure they just get field goals and we turn them away. So that, and also the 28 sacks of Drake May and their sack rate of dropback, because in addition to the sacks, as you guys know, are plenty of Drake May scrambles that are mixed in when he said, it's getting a little hot in here, I'm heading out. So those are the ones that stand out. I don't think they're irreparable. But I think that red zone defense, to me, Ted, is a big one because, it's, you know, as Bill used to say, it's turnovers, it's red zone scoring, and, you know, to me, I've always thought third down was a big one, too. But I think, I don't know if those were his three big ones, but I've always looked at those as really huge team indicators.
Fitzy, real quick, if I just comment on that. The red zone and third down are my two favorite categories to kind of look at and – that was what Bill was very, very, stressed the importance of that. In our 2001 defense, number one in red zone defense, we were the proverbial bend but don't break. So that is a that's a key stat. And if of all the kind of categories I listed out, that's my biggest concern as well is just, you know, if they get to the red zone, it's almost an automatic touchdown. So I sign off on that thought.
All right. See, now I have an expert in premature.
Yep, there you go.
Tom, last week we put you on the spot with our little game, which was name the five best quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and you dutifully responded rather quickly. Appreciate that. This week, let's see if you can get in on our latest little game, which is name the MVP of the first half of the team, not name Drake May.
Oh, good. I like that. We kind of did this. MVP of the first half, not name Drake May. I'm going to say Steph Diggs would be my first guy. But I'm like, when we did it, Phil and I named three because, you know, it's a work in progress. So I'm going to say Steph Diggs, Will Campbell, Robert Spillane, and I would either say Milton Williams or Christian Barmore coming in fourth. So I get to do a weighted vote, but that's what I got right now, and I feel terrible leaving my guy Kayshawn Booty out of it.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
If we're going to include Tom in all our little games, we played a game yesterday afternoon where we made an argument for the biggest need, or the biggest trade target, Tom. So if you could only add a player at one position, and we're not really talking about a superstar. We're just talking about bolstering a position. What would your position target be?
Defensive end, edge, pass rush, somebody to help, you know, negate the amount of downfield completions. Make Christian Gonzalez fully the player that he ought to be. Cover up for those younger safeties who have played pretty well but are not, you know, in a position where you're like, oh, my God, everything's all set back there. So I would say that's where I would start. I would also, if I had a full wish list, I would say running back is a need. And then I would say it again because I'm a pain in the ass. I just don't think they have enough tight end depth. Those guys are longer in the tooth than you would like them to be, and they're very important to this offense. And you have two of them in Austin Hooper and Hunter Henry who it would really hurt to lose. So, to me, I still say tight end. I would definitely, if I were them, you know, Mercedes Lewis was available at 41.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. Clay Harbor.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
You know, Tom, if I remember correct, you and I were, like, I think the biggest fans of Tyler Warren coming into the draft.
Tyler Warren, buddy.
Yeah, yep. That was it. So I feel you on that. And then just so you know, you left Kayshon Booty out of your eye, but you put him on your most improved list as the player that was most improved this year. So at least you got him in on that. But let me ask you about the Kyle Duggar, Keon White trades. Is there... I mean, I find kind of some of them interesting, just at least the Kyle Duggar, the fact that they're willing to pay as much for a salary and not getting much in return. But what do you make of those trades? What do those trades tell you?
The Keon White one is more interesting than the Duggar one because they need ends. They need edge guys. They need, I mean, literally bodies. You know that Keon White can stand up and rush the passer in the National Football League. He has done it. Now, is he breathtakingly effective in everything that Mike Vrabel wants to do? Seemingly not. But to me, he made sense in terms of a position where you're still going to be looking to fill coming at the trade deadline. So that one surprised me more. And, you know, I don't know. He wasn't happy generally. He was not a happy fella. Certainly wasn't with.
That's one way to put it.
Definitely wasn't a happy fellow with Mayo. Proclaimed that, you know, now it was all going to be much easier for him because they were going to get from him the player that he really was because he was getting coached. And at some point, maybe Vrabel heard that and said, you know, maybe they weren't a good coaching staff last year, but to put it all on the coaches, Keon, like, they're the ones who hosed you. I don't know. I wonder how that went over. I wondered the whole time when Keon White said that, and it was supposed to be a compliment, but I wondered how a coach would react to a player talking about his previous coaching staff that way.
Tom, on the trade deadline, just curious if you happen to have heard or had any sources, little DM birdies alert you to the Patriots possibly either A, trading for a running back by next Tuesday, or B, possibly being in the veteran safety market?
They have been pretty locked down. And if you look at the national folks who are much more plugged in on where things are headed and honestly are better wholesale information brokers mm-hmm. than we are, because that's basically how the operation works. GMs talk to the national guys because the national guys talk to every freaking team. And then there's an information exchange. There's nothing concrete about the Patriots except for Diana Rossini, who I implicitly trust on all things Patriots more than anybody else, said that they will be very active. So I trust that they're going to be active, but to me, it's indeterminate what they're going to do at what position. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're going to have nothing. It's clear right now to me, as somebody who's covering the team, there's a lot of dart throwing going on. Nobody knew White was going to go. Nobody knew Duggar was going to go. They're doing a good job shutting the hell up.
Yeah.
Tom, I feel like the trade deadline's Tuesday. There's a game Sunday. I feel like I should at least sneak one question in at the end about what you think about this matchup with the Falcons. Does this game concern you at all? Because the Falcons have been very sort of helter-skelter, up and down. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, they're puzzling. They have tremendous physical talent on offense. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, who's actually had a kind of a decent year. Penix does not like to throw down the middle of the field. I find him to be very deliberate and slow to decide on doing things. I wonder if the Patriots will try to turn up the heat on him. Meanwhile, the pass rush for the Falcons has been pretty good. And in a lot of different games, they've been able to accelerate things. Now, they're coming off losses of 20-10 and 34-6 to the Niners and the Dolphins, respectively. So it's a team that really, really, really desperately needs to get something done this week. A lot of attention has been placed on their offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. He's getting absolutely annihilated down there. So this is as must-winny as you could be for a mediocre team. They're taking on water right now. So that makes it less predictable. And honestly, guys, we've talked about this. Talk about it one more time, Ted. The Patriots are not a good home team. They've beaten Carolina, and they won last week against Cleveland. So that makes them 2-2 because they lost to the Raiders and Steelers. I think this is an important game for them to continue
to kind of pee on their territory and say, we don't lose here. We're a different team now when we're at Gillette.
Especially when we introduce our players individually. They're 1-0, Tom Curran, when they do that.
Choosing to introduce themselves as individuals.
All right, Tom, enjoy the weekend and enjoy the trade deadline. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, guys. Take care.
See you, Tom.
See you, buddy.
Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Coming up next, we asked Tom E. Curran what his biggest target for the Patriots would be. He seems to agree with Ted Johnson, so I guess we'll have to talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.